At 7 o'clock, Jean went down to meet the others for dinner. Gordon Amory, Robbie Brent, and Jack Emerson were already at the table in the nearly empty dining room.
"We've ordered drinks, Jeannie," Emerson told her. "I took a chance and ordered a Chardonnay for you. Carter isn't here yet."
20 minutes later, Carter arrived.
"Sorry to keep you waiting, but I didn't expect another reunion quite this soon."
"None of us did," Gordon Amory said.
"Let me start by saying that after some consideration, I believe and hope that our concern for Laura may be unnecessary. I remember hearing that a few years ago, she accepted an invitation to visit some big bucks guy, who shall be nameless, at his Palm Beach estate, and she reportedly left in the middle of a dinner party to go away with him on his private plane."
"I don't think anyone returned to Stonecroft in a private plane," Robbie Brent observed. "In fact, I think from the looks of some of them, they probably backpacked to get here."
"Come on, Robbie," Jack Emerson protested. "A lot of our graduates have done mighty well. That's why quite a few of them have bought property around here for an eventual second home."
"Let's skip the sales pitch for tonight, Jack," Gordon said irritably. "Listen, you have big bucks, and you're the only one, as far as we know, who has a house in town and could have invited Laura to join you for your own quiet reunion."
Jack Emerson's already florid face darkened. Jean decided it was time to try to redirect the conversation. "I left a message for Mark on his cell phone," she said. "He called me back just before I came downstairs. If we haven't heard from Laura by tomorrow, he's going to rearrange his schedule and come back."
"He always had a thing for Laura when we were kids," Robbie observed. "I wouldn't be surprised if he still does."
So that's why he's rushing back, Jean thought, realizing she had read too much into his phone call. "And I assumed he was worrying about me," she thought. "I was even thinking of telling him about Lily." It was a relief when the waiter, a slight elderly man, began passing out menus.
"May I tell you our specials for this evening?" he asked.
Robbie looked up at the waiter with a hopeful smile.
"Can't wait," he murmured.
Robbie isn't just sarcastic, Jean thought. He's nasty and cruel. He talks about Mark having a crush on Laura, but no one had a bigger crush on her than he did. Suddenly, a disquieting thought occurred to her. Robbie's made a lot of money.